Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Kiefer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Knudsen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave LaPointe. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Felder steals second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Felder moves to third. Deer moves to second. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Schroeder and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a pop-up towards short. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sviem fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gielen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Gielen moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gielen moves to third. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gielen scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Knudsen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiefer strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knudsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a line drive into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiefer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPointe fires to first and picks off Kiefer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo bunts towards the mound. LaPointe juggles the ball. That's an error on LaPointe. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Redus bunts towards the mound. Knudsen fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Mark Clear now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer, who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Guillen scores. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with clear covering, for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount throws the ball into Castillo, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sviem hits a line drive towards third. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kiefer now playing second base. Ernie Riles now playing third base. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gielen hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Deer. Throws the ball into Sviem, who tags Redus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Sviem reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Felder steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with thick pen covering, for the out. Felder moves to third. One out. Ray Searage now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer is walked intentionally. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felder scores. Deer moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Jim Wynn now pitching. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kiefer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Deer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Brock moves to third. Kiefer moves to second. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Bill Schroeder. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball four. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. Kiefer scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 7-4, Brewers. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. B.J. Surhoff now catching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to second. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Ron Hasse. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Calderon moves to third. Walker moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Royster pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.